from Ladvox Studios in Seattle, Washington. This is Web Talk Guys Radio, and I'm Rob Greenley.
I'm Webgirl Dana.
Spam, how much is too much? 50 a day, 100 a day, one a day? Maybe the only way to outrun spam is to pull the plug on your email address. Well, Frank Catalano has been there and done that. Frank is a tech analyst for TV and radio at places like NPR and CNET, as well as a writer and tech consultant at CatalanoConsulting.com. And he says it seems spam is unstoppable, so he conducted a little experiment with two of his long-dead email addresses and came to the realization that dead does not mean forgotten.
The slimeball spammers have essentially established themselves as the cockroach of the internet. And like that 320 billion year old creature, it's just going to go hiding in the IP nooks and crannies of the internet and be almost impossible to stamp out.
More on spam prevention this hour as Silicon Valley-based ComTouch's CEO, Gideon Mantell, joins us. Gideon says spam is an insidious thief of time. To that end, he's created software called ASAP, which stands for Anti-Spam Adaptive Protection. ComTouch's headquarters are in Israel, where Gideon was a former Israeli Defense Forces bomb detector and detonator. Now that's the person I'd like on the job, finding ways to demolish spam.
You can send now a spam to 20 million people in the United States for less than $5,000. If you want to do it on the traditional direct marketing, where it will cost you $25 million, the only two ways to stop it is first, technology. Second, consumers and users' behavior. Don't hit remove. Don't answer any spam. Do not click on spam.
It's time to go to our internet news desk for a brief summary of This Week on the Web.
If you like listening to internet radio, which I'm sure most of our listeners are, there is a growing trend of people listening online, especially to music. The Arbitron ratings folks came out saying that Virgin Radio was ranked number one as the top commercial internet broadcast station with about 269,000 hours of total time listening for the week ending July 21st.
Now that's just for 1 week's period. Music Match, Artist Match, was number two in the Arbitron ratings for internet listening. Number three was radio at AOL Networks. Arbitron came out with some interesting demographic highlights for that particular week.
Yeah, Wednesdays and Thursdays were the peak listening days with about 18% of the week's listening online each day.
It's interesting because between male and female listeners on the web, men still dominate. Now, I thought we were at the 50-50 ratio, girls. Let's beef it up. Actually, 70% of listeners are men. 30% are women.
Yeah, what's with women, Dana? Well, why aren't women listening to streaming radio?
I'm guessing here, but listening is a passive thing. And who spends more time on the computer? Well, I know women do, but and maybe I'm just being really bad here. But since there's a more chance that there are women caretaking at home with children, they're not staring at their computer screen like maybe men at work.
Or is it possible they're just not interested in the streaming radio or they're just not used to the technology yet, I wonder.
Everything's possible.
Yeah. Well, about 32% of the listeners to streaming media reside in the South, and this is within the United States and the southern part of the United States, and about 31% in the West, and about 19% in the Northeast, and 18% in the Midwest, which I can understand that a little bit.
Yeah. Thanks for Arbitron for that information this week. Now, moving on to something that's taken up a lot of my time in the last month. Well, Google has launched in the last few months a program called AdSense. And what that is letting a person that owns a website to sign up for banner displaying on their website. You've seen banners on websites. It's very much of a self-serve kind of thing. It happens whether you're on your computer or not. And we have that at the top of WebTalkGuys.com. Mm-hmm. Now, Google actually just went through another enhancement announced this week that allows more customization and such.
This is a hot trend, this contextual ads that Google and the Overture folks have rolled out. And it seems to be spreading like wildfire across the web. And finally, content sites have a solution to generate some revenue that they don't have to go out and sell ads for. And I think that's really what's terrific about this solution is that the ads that are displayed are based on the content on that page. The content provider can focus on creating content instead of having to worry about selling banner ads.
I do wonder how long the trend will be popular because I think when they're spread out over so many sites and those people that are signing up to have ads displayed on Google locations may decide that they're going through their budget way too fast because a lot more people are clicking on it. Yes, it does bring them to the sites. But then are we going to just see the same ad, you know, the same few ads rotating through? We'll have to find out.
Yeah, we'll have to follow that. And at some point, we'll have somebody on from Google to talk about contextual ads.
Well, there's a big buzz about some research done by some University of Florida psychiatrists about are you spending too much time on the web?
Are we all addicted to the web? I think that's the biggest question. I mean, if you're listening to this show, you're obviously passionate about the web and the internet. This research study that just came out is a little bit negative about people that overuse the web and spend too much time there, and whether or not that's a bad thing or whether that's an okay thing. You know, I think that it's an okay thing as long as it's done in a reasonable way and there's a benefit to the person doing it. But there's some other things that have been said here that kind of rattle the boat.
Well, just quickly, we want to run through in the last minute we have here how to tell if you're addicted to the web, according to these researchers, which I do take exception to. The acronym spells out MOUSE, M-O-U-S-E. M is more than intended time spent online. O is for other responsibilities neglected. Darn, I didn't take out the trash. U is unsuccessful attempts to cut down. Take smoking, for instance.
Yeah, there's a lot of examples of that.
S for significant relationship discord because of use. Well, thank goodness both Rob and I love the internet. And finally, E, the excessive thoughts and anxiety when not online. I should be online.
It's a compulsion. You must get online.
Just need to reiterate this, that actually I disagree pretty much with these findings. I don't think there's anything wrong or addictive to spending what they say maybe 30 hours a week on the internet.
One of the other things that they're drawing a connection to is a lot of the people that they tested that said they were addictive or had problematic internet use were people that had 5 pre-existing psychological disorders, bipolar disorder, depression, or alcohol abuse. And my thought on that is maybe they're using the internet more because maybe that satisfies the needs that they have that their regular lives weren't satisfying.
It's a way to mentally survive in your life. Sometimes you may not have a lot of money or you may not be able to go out. You live in inner city areas, but you can go explore the world online. It's a lot of fun. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with fun. So we say bunk, you University
bunk.
Of Florida psychiatrist,
right.
Florida.
Just a reminder, the Web Talk Guys is available for on-demand listening anytime as a downloadable MP3 file or Windows Media file format. And we're now available off of the Real Guide and off of the Real One Tuner on there. So if you're a fan of the Real Player, then go find us there if you want and set us as a bookmark.
I wanted to say a quick thank you to a couple friends of the show. Support for Web Talk Guys Radio every week provided by Compass Communications. They're a network and server colocation provider in Seattle at ccom.net. And our favorite funny guys over at justforyucks.com. That's just the number 4, yucks.com. They have over 300 cartoon and wordplay designs for t-shirts, mouse pads, coasters, and stuff. Not available in stores. And my favorite shirt of theirs, the geek shall inherit the earth.
That's a good one.
Also see a whole list of our other sponsors at the bottom of every page. And do click on the Google ads that are at the top of every page of Web Talk Guys. Every time you click on it, Web Talk Guys directly makes a little bit of money, and we can keep bringing you a show. So just click. Okay, here we go. Our Web Talk Guys show this week focuses on the bane of our existence, spam. How much is too much? How can we stop it? Frank Catalano's coming up, joining us in seconds to tell us his perspective after he ran a little experiment with 2 of his long-dead email addresses and pretty much came to that realization that dead doesn't mean forgotten.
Stay with us and stay connected. This is Web Talk Guys Radio.
Hey, Bruce, what does your t-shirt say?
Hey, take a look at this shirt.
Okay, Rubber Baby Bonker Busters. That's funny.
Oh, I just love this shirt.
I haven't seen that one before. Where in the world did you get that?
Just4yucks.com.
Just4yucks.com.
Yeah, just4yucks.com. They have more than 250 original hilarious designs that are available on t-shirts and mouse pads.
Wait, 250 tongue twister t-shirts?
Oh, you should see what they have. Cartoons, cliches, puns. They've got wordplay on all kinds of topics.
Well, what I want to know is, do they have computer t-shirts?
Oh, of course they do.
Oh, well, it sounds like justforyucks.com has just about everything I can imagine.
Oh, they do. And they have a few things you probably couldn't imagine.
Oh, likewise.
Like professional wrestling in outer space.
Uh-huh.
And also the Roswell Rodeo, you know, the one featuring alien cowboys?
Oh, way cool. I like that. Do they put their designs on anything besides t-shirts and mouse pads?
Justforyucks.com? They've got coasters, pinback buttons, they've got magnets, keychains. Oh, you have to check them out.
Oh, sounds like I'd better check out justforyucks.com.
Good idea.
We'll be right back.
This is Web Talk Guys Radio Show, and I'm Rob Greenlee.
And I'm Dana. Well, spam. How much is too much? Is it 50 a day? I don't know. Is it 100 a day, or is it just one a day is too much? Well, maybe the only way to outrun spam is to pull the plug on your email address.
Well, Frank Catalano has been there and done that, and he's a tech analyst for TV and radio at places like NPR, as well as a writer and tech consultant at CatalanoConsulting.com, and he's a regular contributor to the Web Talk Guys. Frank recently talked to the founder of SpamCop.net to find out how irritated spammers apparently have gone after his spam reporting agency. We'll also speak to him about a little experiment he conducted with two of his long-dead email addresses and how he came to the realization that dead does not always mean forgotten. Frank, thank you for joining us and coming back on the show.
My pleasure.
Hey, let's talk about some of your articles that you've written here lately, and you're jumping on the bandwagon again with fighting spam, and you made some observations in the past week or so that you think that spam is unstoppable. Why do you think that is?
I really think it is, and the reason has nothing to do with the corporate MBA types who are sitting and planning the assault on your email box with some kind of direct marketing campaign.
Yeah.
Those folks work for companies that are easily found. They have to abide by U.S. laws at some point, you know, and they're the ones who are pretty much the targets of a lot of the laws that are now being pending in Congress, about 8 different anti-spam laws. They're the ones who are easy to track down and to enforce laws against. Those aren't the problem, really, because that problem can be identified. The problem are what I call slime ball spammers. These are the people who essentially don't care about the law. They don't care about operating within the bounds of what is considered ethical or legal. They may send their email through a server somewhere overseas, Korea, China, Brazil, Pakistan. I've gotten a lot of spam from servers in those countries and also from websites that are hosted in those countries.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the slime ball spammers that are the hard ones to stop. And I think what we've done is we've let the spam problem get so out of hand over the years that the slime ball spammers have essentially established themselves as the cockroach of the internet. And like that 320 million year old creature, it's just going to go hiding in the IP nooks and crannies of the internet and be almost impossible to stamp out. Bottom line is spam is endemic, and part of it has to do, I think most of it, with the slime ball spammers, not the corporate spammers, who are a different type of creature. The slime ball spammers, if you look at Brightmail, which is an email filtering, they basically calculate that in May of this year, roughly 18% of all spam was porn, which is not going to come from your corporate office.
Mm-hmm.
A whole bunch other of that was about scams, 8%, like the Nigerian scam. This is just something we have to live with now, and filtering is probably the only effective technique in addition to laws. This summer, we are crossing over, as John Edward would say on Sci-Fi Channel. We are now at the point where spam is likely to be more than 50% of the emails you receive on an average basis.
Mm-hmm.
Brightmail had it at 48% in May, and we're easily over that in many email boxes.
Frank, you mentioned how we can maybe do this ourselves just by hitting the delete button or getting a filtering program. I think we can beat it just on our own, fighting it individually. But you did an interesting experiment. I kind of want you to share what may be a futile effort for us.
Yeah, 18 months ago, I had to kill two email addresses because they were 95% plus spam. Now, I brought a lot of that on myself. I had these published on my columns and articles. Therefore, they were posted on the internet. Therefore, harvest bots picked up those addresses and added me to spam lists. But I shut them down. And I thought of a Memorial Day weekend. Well, let me just try to start them up because they've been bouncing everything for 18 months. Certainly, I'm off the list by now.
Mm-hmm.
I received over the three-day Memorial Day weekend 120 junk emails.
Get out of here. Wow.
After a year and a half.
You know, if they're forging the return address, of course they're never going to get the bounces.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's so little incremental cost in sending spam to bad email addresses. There's no downside.
So once the spammers get your email address, it's not going to go away.
Like diamonds, spam is forever.
And
it's one of those things, and again, this falls into the slime ball spammer category. They really don't care, quite honestly, whether an address is valid or not, as long as they get enough valid addresses on their list to have them make a few bucks. Now, there are a number of spammers that I'd put sort of into the borderline slime ball category who aren't really slime ball, but they do market some questionable things. And I've been surprised to see a lot of those folks are now saying they want some legislation and some ironclad federal laws so they don't have to worry about violating a patchwork of state laws. That's an interesting turnabout for me.
Yeah.
You know, the devil's in the detail. I don't know if they're ever going to support opt-in-only laws where you have to say you want spam before you get it. But it's at least a step in the right direction.
Well, yeah, now it appears that the spammers are kind of fighting back against some of the blacklists out there. I guess you have a contact that you've talked to at spamcop.net, which is one of the leading spam list providers out there. And what'd you find out?
Well, spamcop.net is a great service because either for free or for subscription, it basically will take a spam with its full headers, figure out where it came from it to the best of its ability, and then file a complaint on your behalf. Great service, been around since 1998. I spoke with Julian Haight, who's the founder of SpamCop. I was surprised to see that I had trouble getting into SpamCop on a couple dates in July. It turns out that a distributed denial of service attack, which essentially overloads SpamCop servers with so much data that nobody can get in, junk data that, you know, really has no validity being there, hit SpamCop, took it down twice in basically a very short period of time. That's a bad problem. And Julian has no proof that it's spammers, but he's pretty sure it is. He and another company that were even hit earlier than that, at the end of June, took this to the FBI, and the FBI is looking into it. He's been hit with these kind of ongoing attacks, which have now taken him down 2-3 times since middle of June. That's kind of a stepping up of the anti-spam forces, if you will.
Well, now, SpamCop is one of the more legitimate blacklist providers. What are the things that he talked about as far as how his list is growing and how many spams is he tracking now?
Julian's primary business has less to do with essentially blackholing or blacklisting spammers as it is in providing filtered mailboxes, and reporting services, although he does a little bit of everything there. First off, he's very happy. It says, in some respects, it means he's doing his job.
Yeah,
spam.
That's true.
Okay, it's a compliment he sees it as. On the other hand, though, he says the spammers who are attacking him and trying to shut him down are basically keeping him from spending time educating other spammers who are kind of clueless as to why what they're doing is wrong as to how to get off the spam lists. He does that. He talks to a lot of spammers who are kind of newbie spammers and says, listen, here's why what you're doing is wrong. Here's what you can do to make it right. Opt-in, and so on. So in some respects, you know, some of the slimeball spammers are shooting the whole spam industry in the foot and as Julian tries to clean it up by talking with spammers. He doesn't have time to do that now because he's fighting these distributed denial of service attacks.
So it is possible to get your name off of the blacklist, then it sounds like, at least with some of these lists.
Yeah, and sometimes getting off these lists is an issue of not the spammer having to get it off the list, but you get on those lists sometimes because you have what's called an open proxy or a mail server that will allow people to basically bounce spam off of it. And that can get any company or organization's email server on one of these lists. And that's part of the education process, I believe, that SpamCop takes care of as well as others, which is if you're on one of these lists, it doesn't mean you're a spammer, but it means you sort of enable spam.
So if you have an SMTP server that you've left open and some spammer attaches to it as a relay and you turn it off, you can notify these guys and say, okay, I've turned off my relay. I don't have a problem anymore. Please take me off the list.
Yeah, and that was the impression I got from SpamCop.net is these spam attacks, what they're doing is preventing Julian Haight and others from basically educating people to shut down their open proxies and perhaps, you know, prevent some newbie spammers from becoming real spammers.
Frank, in our last about 30 seconds, why don't you tell us what's coming down the pike, what you're writing about, what you're thinking about?
Well, I think I spend a lot of time right now filing anti-spam complaints, but not as much as I used to, thanks to some good filtering. But I'm thinking about basically the future of the industry and basically has spam killed email marketing and even email in many cases as a legitimate communication. We really have to do something about it, I think, not just technology, not just laws, not just filtering, but it has to be a coordinated effort to basically, you know, put spam away for good.
Frank, it was great having you back on the show again. Thank
you. My pleasure.
Definitely stay in touch. And if you want to go check out Frank's website, go to frankcatalano.com.
Keep on streaming because this week's Web Talk Guy show has even more anti-spam talk.
In moments, we'll be joined by Gideon Mantell, who is the CEO of Silicon Valley-based ComTouch.com. And he's going to tell us about his very cool anti-spam software that detects spam blasts linked to major online topics.
You want some more ammunition against spam? Just stay tuned. You're listening to Web Talk Guys Radio.
Hi, this is Rob Greenlee of Web.Guys Radio. I have a tip for you that will cut your inbox spam down to zero, guaranteed. The solution is a very powerful software plugin called MailWiper, and it cleaned my inbox of all my hundreds of unwanted emails and continues to do so every day, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. MailWiper currently works with Outlook and Outlook Express for Microsoft and supports multiple email accounts. Definitely stop deleting emails. Do your part to fight spam. MailWiper can be downloaded and installed in seconds and set up within a half an hour. There is no monthly fee or annual fees ever. Get your life back. I did. Go to MailWiper.com now and save over 40% off the regular $49.95 price. Get MailWiper now for $29.95 by visiting MailWiper.com. MailWiper comes with a risk-free 30-day money-back guarantee and free technical support. Remember, save 40% now off of the regular $49.95 price by going to MailWiper.com right now.
Hey, Bruce, what does your t-shirt say?
Hey, take a look at this shirt.
Okay, Rubber Baby Bonker Busters. That's funny.
Oh, I just love this shirt.
I haven't seen that one before. Where in the world did you get that?
Just4Yucks.com.
Just4Yucks.com.
Yeah, Just4Yucks.com. They have more than 250 original hilarious designs that are available on t-shirts and mouse pads.
Wait, 250 tongue twister t-shirts?
Oh, you should see what they have. Cartoons, cliches, puns. They've got wordplay on all kinds of topics.
Well, what I want to know is, do they have computer t-shirts?
Oh, of course they do.
Oh, well, it sounds like JustForYucks.com has just about everything I can imagine.
Oh, they do, they do. And they have a few things you probably couldn't imagine.
Oh, likewise.
Like professional wrestling in outer space. Uh-huh. And also the Roswell Rodeo, you know, the one featuring alien cowboys?
Oh, way cool. I like that. Do they put their designs on anything besides t-shirts and mouse pads?
JustForYucks.com. They've got coasters, pinback buttons, they've got magnets, keychains. Oh, you have to check them out.
Oh, sounds like I better check out JustForYucks.com.
Good idea.
911 emergency response.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old internet, man, you just go on there and point and click, get in there, talk about www.com, and you got them naked chicks on there, man, you go click, 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 it's real easy, man.
Grab a board and surf the web with those crazy web talk guys.
This is Web Talk Guys Radio, and I'm Rob Green.
And I'm Dana. Spam is an insidious thief of time. Not only is that a sentiment among just about all of us, except for those that profit from spam, but it's a quote from our next guest, and he's done something about it. Gideon Mantell is the CEO of ComTouch.com. To that end, he's created an anti-spam solution called ASAP, which stands for Anti-Spam Adaptive Protection, and it helps those ranging from small businesses to large enterprises put a cap on it. And he shares their spam findings with legislators, policymakers, and university researchers.
ComTouch is based in Silicon Valley and is headquartered in Israel, where Gideon was a former Defense Forces bomb detector and detonator. That's the person I'd like on the job finding ways to demolish spam. Gideon, thank you for joining us on the show to share your efforts on spam prevention.
Thank you for having me today.
Well, hey, let's talk a little bit about your solutions that your company has to spam here. And you guys have a terrific application that fights spam. It's called ASP.
Yes, ASP.
And that's an anti-spam
adaptive protection.
Okay. Why is that software and that tool so important right now?
It's so important because spam has basically, and maybe I'll take the first 1 or 2 minutes and talk about the problem, and then address directly your question, why our solution is unique. And I'm sure that probably every listener of yours has ran into the problem, both on the consumer level as well as the enterprise. And it really started to hit big times about a year ago. I mean, spam is not a new problem. It's around for 5 or 6 years. But with the downturn in the economy, marketeers, both the ones who are providing legit products, but especially the ones that are providing either non-legit or really on the verge of it, found spam to be a very efficient tool. And as a result, we are looking today at over 250,000 unique spam attacks a day. I know that sounds outrageous.
That's huge.
It's only growing.
Yeah, it is.
And it's started on the consumers when hackers find it very easy to hack into Yahoo, Hotmail, and other service providers. And as a result, they got the databases in one hack attack. Then they moved into the enterprise level as well, because enterprise users tend to be, quote-unquote, more valuable to marketeers. As a result, people are getting anywhere between 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, if you are lucky, up to 50 to 100 spam email messages per day. And it's really now a question of luck to what kind of a database and a spam group you've entered. So that's the scope of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Many of the messages are either porn, gambling, very offensive content, both to kids as well as adults.
Yeah, that's certainly, really the hot point of the issue. But what is it going to take to stop spam, do you think?
Okay, now we have a few possible ways, and I think or hope that in my response, you'll get slightly different response than you get out there when reading about the problem. I don't think legislation will do it. I don't think legislation will do it from a variety of reasons. One, if we compare spam attacks to virus attacks, virus attack is a federal offense in the United States. And nevertheless, virus attacks didn't stop. Now we are talking about people who are marketing products that are not legitimate. No way minor punishments or fines will do the work. And in addition, we are speaking about people who are sending the messages from outside of the United States. So I don't think legislation will do it. I don't think legislation will do it from another reason. The legitimate marketeers are pushing the legislators not to enforce significant punishment, because understand the economics behind the spammers.
Mm-hmm.
You can send now a spam to 20 million people in the United States for less than $5,000.
Yeah.
If you want to do it on the traditional direct marketing, where it will cost you $25 million. So the financial incentive is huge. So legislation will not do it for a couple of reasons. The only two ways to stop it is, first, technology, and we are going to speak about technology in a minute. Second, consumers and users' behaviors. Do not click on spam. The minute you click on spam, two things are happening. One, you create a financial incentive for the spammer. And second, you indicate to them that this is a live mailbox. So every click you click on a spam will generate more spam into your inbox. Don't hit remove. Don't answer any spam. Don't send them a message saying, take me off the list. Every response basically indicates a live mailbox. So technology will definitely help, and responsible users will help reduce the problem as well. Now, when we talk about technology, there are a couple of techniques or solutions out there, and I'll start covering them very quickly. The first one who tried to address the spam problem are basically content filtering-based solutions. We at ComTouch are saying that this is the worst solution possible. One, it has a significant invasion to privacy, both on the consumer level as well as the enterprise level. Sex is a legitimate word. You cannot delete every word that goes out on the internet with the word sex in it. Definitely not on the consumer level, as well as not on the enterprise level. So content has a big limitation of invasion to privacy. Content has a big limitation of constant rule writing. So we don't see content as the way, content filtering as the way to address the spam problem. The only way we see is to identify spam attacks based on volume. You see, because if I will send you an email every day, even harassing you, this is not a spam attack. A spam attack is the same message or a similar message that is sent with hundreds of thousands of copies, if not millions of them. What ComTouch is doing is that we have a detection center. The detection center analyzes each day more than 20 million email messages.
Wow.
So we are basically polling the internet. Based on this polling, we identify in a real-time basis every spam attack on the internet. We write it to a database. So we have a constant, refreshable, real-time base, a knowledge of every spam attack that goes definitely in North America. Then we have created a gateway, and our solution, definitely the first version of it, is an enterprise-based solution targeted into the Microsoft Exchange world that definitely has more than 70% of the market out there.
Mm-hmm.
So we install a gateway. The email comes to the gateway at the company's or at the enterprise customer premises, checks against what we called local policies, and then queries our data center to know if the message that came in is good or not. The response is very quick, less than half of a second, and by that we create a mechanism that allows you to stop more than 95% of the spam with basically no false positives. So today we can guarantee, if you like, a spam-free enterprise environment. We are looking at consumer solutions as well, but so far the focus for us is the enterprise environment.
Gideon Mantell is on the phone with us today. Gideon's the CEO of ComTouch.com at ComTouch.com. His company has created an anti-spam solution called ASAP, standing for Anti-Spam Adaptive Protection. It has a very unique way of targeting and filtering spam for businesses. We'll have more with Gideon in just a moment. You're listening to Web Talk Eyes Radio.
Welcome to the internet, my friend. How can I help you?
I'm interested in upgrading my 28.8 kilobaud internet connection to a 1.5 megabit fiber optic T1 line. Will you be able to provide an IP router that's compatible with my token ring Ethernet LAN configuration?
Can I have some money now?
That makes the Pentagon, the Jet Propulsion Lab, and the Queen's Bank at Georgetown, Cayman Islands. I hacked into them all inside of 19 minutes, plus I reset your systems clock. Daylight savings. I got the job?
You got the job.
Hey, Bruce, what does your t-shirt say?
Hey, take a look at this shirt.
Okay, Rubber Baby Bonker Busters. That's funny.
Oh, I just love this shirt.
I haven't seen that one before. Where in the world did you get that?
Just4Yucks.com.
Just4Yucks.com.
Yeah, Just4Yucks.com. They have more than 250 original hilarious designs that are available on t-shirts and mouse pads.
Wait, 250 tongue twister t-shirts?
Oh, you should see what they have. Cartoons, cliches, puns. They've got wordplay on all kinds of topics.
Well, what I want to know is, do they have computer t-shirts?
Oh, of course they do.
Oh, well, it sounds like justforyucks.com has just about everything I can imagine.
Oh, they do, they do. And they have a few things you probably couldn't imagine.
Oh, likewise.
Like professional wrestling in outer space.
Uh-huh.
And also the Roswell Rodeo, you know, the one featuring alien cowboys?
Oh, way cool. I like that. Do they put their designs on anything besides t-shirts and mouse pads?
Justforyucks.com? They've got coasters, pinback buttons, they've got magnets, keychains. Oh, you have to check them out.
Oh, sounds like I better check out justforyucks.com.
Good idea.
Hi, this is Rob Greenlee of Web Talk Eyes Radio. I have a tip for you that will cut your inbox spam down to zero, guaranteed. The solution is a very powerful software plugin called MailWiper, and it cleaned my inbox of all my hundreds of unwanted emails and continues to do so every day, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. MailWiper currently works with Outlook and Outlook Express for Microsoft and supports multiple email accounts. Definitely stop deleting emails. Do your part to fight spam. MailWiper can be downloaded and installed in seconds and set up within a half an hour. There is no monthly fee or annual fees ever. Get your life back. I did. Go to MailWiper.com now and save over 40% off the regular $49.95 price. Get MailWiper now for $29.95 by visiting MailWiper.com. MailWiper comes with a risk-free 30-day money-back guarantee and free technical support. Remember, save 40% now off of the regular $49.95 price by going to MailWiper.com right now.
And now, the Web Talk Guys, with your host, Rob Greenlee.
This is Web Talk Guys Radio. I'm Rob Greenlee, and that's Dana on the other mic.
We're speaking with Gideon Mantell. He's the CEO of ComTouch.com, California-based ComTouch, also has headquarters in Israel. Gideon is on the phone with us telling us about his new ASAP solution to prevent email spam for businesses.
Yeah, it certainly seems like there's no way that we're going to 100% eliminate spam, and I think that that's what a lot of people focus in on is how do we get rid of all of it? What you're talking about doing is eliminating 95% of it, and I see that as a huge advantage. But this whole concept of a spam attack is something that's new. I'm not sure that people have thought of it in that regard, but when I look at my inbox, you know, I get the same email sent to me every day. Or I get three or four of them in one day, and that's what you're talking about is a spam attack, right?
Spam attack for us is a massive amount of emails sent, I don't want to say with the same message, because the spammers are becoming now more and more sophisticated. So they change the subject, they change the IP, they change the messages. But this is our unique and patent-pending technologies that we have the ability and the computing power to basically weed from the huge number of emails we look at and identify what is an attack and what is not. And you are absolutely right by saying that you don't want me to delete or to stop 100% of your spam attacks, because this will cause what the industry is calling false positive.
Yeah, you're going to lose the emails that you want to get because there's such tight filtering going on. Yeah.
Exactly. So it's like any other security product, okay? It's how tight the gate is. And what we are saying that if you got 50 spam attacks a day, and I'm going to eliminate it to one or two, I basically improved your quality of email life or internet life significantly without causing you any subsequent damage. So that's the target here, 95% of detection without any false positive, at a very reasonable price to the end user.
Why don't you tell us how your software basically enables the filtering of these massive attacks and how that mechanism works? And is it something that ultimately online it's going to be able to communicate with every email client out there, kind of like what the antivirus software does right now, where you can download this group of files that say, you know, if this email comes with this configuration, that it'll automatically be deleted or something? Is that kind of where we're going with all this?
Okay, great question. Look at the differences between viruses or antivirus and anti-spam.
Yeah.
With antivirus, you're looking at about maybe less than 1,000 virus attacks. So send you from time to time a batch saying, take it, this is the new virus attacks, this will help you fight them. It's fine for virus attacks. We are looking at 250,000 spam attacks a day. So I cannot send you now constant batches. I will need a T1 between you and I to constantly send you the batches. Some vendors do it. We don't see it as scalable.
Okay.
You are going to get only a couple of 10 messages a day, some of them from the same source.
Yeah.
So what I'm doing is that my gateway, my software installed on your premises, if you are my customer, is basically going to query my database on a real-time basis, only on an as-needed basis. Once you get an email that you didn't clear it with the policies, with the organization, with the enterprise policies, you didn't clear as a good email, you're going to only query my database, very quickly, get the response back. The user will not sense the delay because it's too quick for the human eye to sense less than 1 second of a delay. And basically, you get a very accurate, real-time, very efficient way of communication versus having to send you all the files and the batches.
Mm-hmm.
There are a few other vendors out there that are trying to do other things, like, for instance, have them route all your emails through their machines, basically change off the MX record, have them, quote-unquote, clean it and send it back to you. Once again, we believe that this is a significant security risk, scalability risk, and we do not recommend it.
Yeah.
Our system is combining the good of both worlds, basically. A real-time detection center and a very efficient, with a great user interface, way to handle the spam locally. In addition, consumers as enterprises alike are very concerned about what is called false positives.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at the anti-spam solutions out there, you basically find three groups. First group is saying, we are going to delete it for you. We are saying it's very risky because what happens if there is a false positive? The second group is saying, we'll keep it on the internet for you. We are saying, once again, not efficient.
Mm-hmm.
And what Comtech is doing is that we simply file your spam attacks in a local folder that we create automatically for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you can very easily access them. We clean them once a day, and it creates, once again, the most efficient process for you.
Mm-hmm.
Our mission in life is basically to restore your ownership and your control over your mailbox without causing you any damages. And I think we are doing a fantastic job in it, and I'm happy that as our customers feel the same. We've managed in a very short period of time to gather more than 30 channel partners in the U.S. and Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So you can basically get the Comtech product in every geographical and every metropolitan area in the U.S.
Why don't you also tell us about your work with major universities? Now, I guess you guys capture a lot of data about spam activities online, but I understand that you're sharing some of that data with some leading technology folks at the universities all across the country. Why don't you tell us about that program and how is this going to help the fight against spam?
Technological challenge behind fighting spam is significant because if you have one enemy, it's easy. If you have two, it's easy. We have thousands of enemies a day.
Mm-hmm.
And we see it really as a social problem, and there is a lot of research behind it. So what we are saying is that we are more than happy to provide the real-time database for either the legislators. If, for instance, they want to go after spammers, they need to have some kind of a proof or an evidence.
Oh,
we
yeah.
are more than happy to provide it to law enforcement agencies
mm-hmm.
and to the legislators themselves. And in addition, what we are coming to universities, and we have a couple of significant discussions now with the universities that are being majorly hit by spam to the level that they need to take down their email network.
Wow.
Because you're going now to a big university, they give you an email address. They give you an email address, and someone hacks the day after, and it's basically history. So you get 5 or 10 good emails and 90 bad emails a day. So what we are coming to the universities, and I hope they will be able to announce a couple of relationships in the next 2 or 3 months with the educational organizations and universities to basically have them fight spam internally and develop on top of that some interesting applications.
That's fantastic. Gideon, it was great having you on the show with us today.
Thank you for having me.
And telling us all about Comtouch and all your efforts to fight spam, which is a noble cause, no question about it.
Thank you. And your listeners should remember one thing. Do not click on spam. If you do not click on spam, one, your personal problem will be reduced, and the return to the spammer will be reduced as well. This will help fight the problem.
Yeah, that's terrific. Go visit Comtouch.com if you want to find out more about what Comtouch is doing.
Thank you very much for listening to Web Talk Guys this week. That's it for our show this week, but Rob and I will be back here bringing you more glimpses into the future of the internet.
Thank you for downloading the Web Talk Guys. Bookmark us now for next week. Same Web Talk Guys time, same Web Talk Guys channel.